Hello?
Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Yes, Ralph.
Walter mentioned that you were going to have a press conference about an hour and asked me to give you a ring.
I was going to meet with some of the press here. Yeah, do you have anything that we can give them on any appointment?
Well, Mr. President, I think you could go if you wish to with this woman, Catherine May, for the Ex-Im Bank vacancy. You can go with Bunting for the AEC.
Now, wait a minute. Catherine May, she's an independent, isn't she?
Republican, right? But registered Republican.
Can you put that on the wire and get it down here, her background and...
I'll go into the office, it'll take me 15 minutes to get there, and I'll call it into Reedy, all the dope on her.
All right. Well, he's in Austin, I'm out here, and they're coming out here.
I'll put it on the wire.
All right, put it on the wire, and it ought to get here by the time they get here. Catherine May from New Jersey?
No, Jersey's from Massachusetts. Dean of Wheaton College, Norton, Massachusetts, formerly with the Free Turkey Day Program and formerly with the Treasury Department a bunch of years ago. Been an academic with for some time. All right, now she's, what's this I hear about you leaving again? Have you resigned since I left? No, I've been praying since the last time I saw you. You're trying to.
You haven't got any ideas like that, have you?
I haven't heard a thing about it.
What are they doing, just trying to start trouble?
I haven't even seen a paper in 3 days. So
well, they got you. They got you getting out right away.
No. Then you could go with, on the Puerto Rico Commission, you could go with either this Pat Harris, who's a law professor up at Howard, or...
Is she? I thought she was New York.
No, no. Pat Harris is Washington, or Howard, and Dean Noble is the NYU girl. Now, the problem with both of those, Mr. President, is we have not done any kind of a check on them.
Have you got any name check?
No, sir.
Well, why don't you call over and get that and put it on the wire.
All right, sir.
And which one was it Ken recommended, the New York one?
Yeah, on her attractiveness, but both are equally attractive.
Are both of them equally smart?
Pat Harris would be the stronger one for the Puerto Rico Commission.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lawyer, and there will be a lot of legal work involved. I would say she's the more able from everything I've done. I don't know either one of them personally, but she's the more able.
Let's have a name check on her.
I will.
That's Pat Harris of Howard. And give me the background on the wire on those other points. Jim Rowe and them.
You know that McDermott left at noon around about 12:30 for Alaska?
Yeah.
You know, you're up to date on that.
Yeah.
And I checked with state defense. There's nothing out of defense means whether you'll probably get a question on the Rust resignation. You know about this Khrushchev thing, but we have not been able to get any more definite dope on.
No, what's the Khrushchev thing?
This came out of London. The Khrushchev was to make some sort of an important statement at 5 o'clock our time on China. But we have not been able to get any confirmation on that.
All right, now why would we get one on Rust? Just because it's been the papers?
Well, there was a story yesterday, I guess.
What did it say?
I haven't seen it. I'm told by Bob Manning that it came off, probably off a scally interview, some rumor that the effects of English design.
Yeah, I heard that Scally thing, but I talked to Rusk about that, and he said he'd never heard of it.
Right.
All right, now do you think of any other appointees?
We don't have any right hot right now. I'll look around and see if...
Have you got a name check on Catherine May?
Yes, sir. That's fine. Responding is fine.
And... Okay, have you got an agreement Pat Harris should serve?
I'll have to make a call.
I'll put that on your wire because I'll be seeing them in an hour or so.
All right, sir.
Bye.